There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
We are podcasting. Okay, we're podcasting.
I dressed up for
right
everybody.
Now.
It's my glamorous look.
Yeah, clearly I did too. I did like a whore's bath in the sink because I've got
little
sick kids
Trey
at
just
home.
Went like this. Oh, God. If you don't know what that is, it's a little bird bath.
Splash out the inside
out,
corners.
Get do a little once over.
It kind of all it does is just thin out the stank a little bit. But look that's
I think that's as good as anybody's getting, quite honestly.
Yeah, I did put on a clean shirt because
I'm wearing a free shirt, and I think we should all know that. No chance that I'm not going to wear free swag from anything given to me.
God, no, especially in this economy, ma'am.
God, how old are you?
I know.
Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And also, we're going to go on tour in April. It's very limited number of dates because it's no bullshit. We are busy moms in May because both of our kids are graduating from fifth grade.
And we got a lot of stuff to do in May.
Yeah.
So
fun, exciting stuff.
Make sure you go to imomsohard.com for tickets and then tell your friends about our podcast. I think we should give away tickets to shows.
Oh,
if
yes.
You get your friend to listen to our podcast. Maybe.
And that's a great idea. And I need to send a couple people friendship pins. They're coming because you captioned a thing for me and it was really funny. And I've got a couple that I got to do.
Okay.
I got to get my daughter to work. That's the only way we get these friendship pins done is we put our kids to work.
They're good at them.
They're good at it. They've got small fingers. They've got nothing else to
do. They don't have
if
to
they're
put
not doing
readers
their math,
on
they can
to
make
do
friendship
it.
Pins.
Exactly.
That's what we did during COVID.
And also Kristen's sister made a good number of them also.
Oh my God. But everybody was so happy to do it because
she braided bracelets,
she braided
right?
bracelets
okay, that's
that
right.
said I mom so hard. They were
God.
So intricate. And I was like, good God, Megan, can you do 100 more of those?
Yeah, merch.
Speaking of,
we have merch,
you guys.
Finally,
it's only taken us 6 years to get our shit together.
Yeah,
but how do we find? They go to imomsohard.com.
Imomsohard.com. There's a merch link. Yeah,
I'm so excited. We handpicked. I think we have four to start. I think they're so cute. It's very much like a combination of both of our flavors and tastes.
Yeah.
And I'm stoked.
You're gonna love them. So go there.
Yeah, spend your money on a mom. That's the best way to spend your money.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you about because my kids don't understand money that well. And, you know.
Mine are great. They just think.
Oh, yeah. They're just like
totally
financial expert. You know, they're more likely to be than mine are because.
I don't know about that. Although I do know my son to be a little bit like tight sometimes when he's like, Grandma ordered a full sandwich at the Holly's Bakery and it cost $16.
Really
and
drained
I was like,
the old pocketbook.
He was like very upset. And then my daughter, when we were on the road, they were having a fight over text message. Each one was texting me from different things, telling me that they were going to go to Holly's. Again, it's just our corner donut shop. It's nothing fancy. And Eleanor told Finn that she would cover his cost, which I also say bullshit on that because Eleanor Sweeney would never say that.
Oh.
And they got there and she only had enough money for her own order. So Finn texted me saying, I'm so hungry. She only bought food for herself and I'm so hungry. I can't walk home. I'm like, get your ass home. You're four blocks from the house. Just go get some damn money and buy yourself a damn egg sandwich.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So nobody's doing great with money.
I have two very different kids. I have one who hoards all of his money. Literally, the only conversation I have with them is don't tell daddy most of the time
right.
about when it comes to money. And then Delilah's just like, give it away. It'll come back.
Yeah.
Like, remember she gave Eleanor like a $100 gift card?
I gave that back so fast.
So, and I was like, what?
Well, I knew you didn't know. And I saw that and I was doing the math. I was like, I bet that's from like the uncles or something. That's from Claire's. That's $100. Eleanor saw it and was like, huh. And I go, you know, she did not mean to give you $100.
It was when she was,
she was
littler.
And I go, Delilah, can we trade? can we trade for something else? And so then she like got a, like another little thing. And I was like, that's great. I think Eleanor was like,
because she does,
she's moral.
Really doesn't understand. She's starting to, because I'll say, if you want McDonald's, you have to use your money.
Right.
So like my mom
and that's expensive now.
Hell, oh my God.
A quarter pounder cheese combo meal is like $14.
Get the app, you suckers. You can't go through McDonald's unless you have the app.
Why? What do you mean? You get
because
deals?
You get points, so you can get stuff free.
McDonald's points, Jen. It's a slippery slope. Nothing is better than a quarter pounder with cheese combo meal with a Coke. Oh my God, it's literally the best food.
You can get a quarter pounder with cheese with the points. You can't really get a whole meal, I don't think.
But you can get part of the meal?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is terrible. I'm not advocating for fast food. I'm just saying, if perhaps you had a couple too many and you got to eat something greasy, everybody's like In-N-Out or whatever. And I say, hard pass. I want to go to the Golden Arches that I've trusted since my college
days. I know. My kids love it. And they'll say, I'll just eat at home, which I love.
Yeah.
Like, because they don't want to spend that money. Well, my mom sent the kids $100 gift cards for Christmas, which I think is what, because it's easier too than like, I don't have to like,
yeah, man, they don't have to carry cash.
Amazon the stuff like before, and then I would be wrapping it.
Card.
Like, yeah. So that's kind of what she's done the last few years, which is where that one probably came from. But they hadn't used them yet. Like, I was cleaning their rooms and I found like both of them had hordes of like gift cards from birthdays and stuff. And I guess I rarely take them to stores, which, if you were a child of the 80s, you got drugged to a store.
Oh, shopping was the most unfun thing. And it ruined, I think, going shopping. My mom did make it fun sometimes, but most of the time I was like, how many times do I have to go to Richmond Gordman?
I can't tell you how many times I cried in like a Sears or Montgomery Wards or something like that because it was taking too long. Because you go into Montgomery Wards too and you're like, I'm going to get a new outfit and then I'm going to hit the makeup counter and then I'm going to go get my tires rotated. Yeah. Like, it was just
nice new vacuum. I made a ton of money selling vacuums in Montgomery Ward when I was in college. Not a sexy job. So much money.
You worked there?
Yes, of course I did.
I knew you looked familiar. Yeah. I did buy appliances there.
I literally sold vacuums for like 6 months and I did a good job.
I could see that.
And then I got to bartending and I was like, oh, this is cash money. But never, I'm telling you, I got the Dewey Hensley
sales thing?
Sales thing.
Sure.
You know, and it started to make sense to me. And when you start to drink your own Kool-Aid, I'm like, God, who can I sell to? It was embarrassing.
I can absolutely see you. What am I going to have to do to get you to drive home in this Kirby today?
You know what I want you to do? I want you to sit in it and I want you to feel it. And I want you to make sure, you know,
go
tilt
ahead.
The mirror.
Walk around with it.
Bring the vanity mirror down.
See how she feels.
That works. Yeah. I just want you to know how ergonomic and comfortable it is. Does it feel like, you know what, you deserve this? Yeah.
Yeah. The Hensley family can sell anything.
They can sell anything. But wait, were we talking about McDonald's, gift cards?
So yeah, she's starting to get better because I'm like challenging them to think about like, you have this. Do you want to give it away in exchange for this? Like just so that they can really understand the value of stuff. Because like we've now moved on from kids' meals. Like a 10-piece chicken nugget and fries with a drink is like about $10.
It's expensive now.
So then she thinks to herself, like, well, I could get like a Beanie Boo or something for that, you know? Like,
I'd rather have the nuggets.
Yeah. I know, it's hard.
Yeah.
So I'm challenging them with that. So over spring break, I was like, I don't want to go to Disney. Those tickets are so crazy expensive. I don't want to have to do the drive. My husband was sick. I was going to do it solo. So I said, we can go to Universal Studios and you can get a day pass, or you can use your gift card from grandma and I'll get you the year pass.
Fun. That's smart. Oh my gosh, I bet they felt so smart.
They just did the math. They were like, well, we can go today or we can come back all these other days.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So they both gave me their gift cards to get the, except then when we
Jen's
get there.
Like, this one doesn't have as much money on it as I thought.
Well, somebody's been using it and that was me. Oops.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't me, but they couldn't take them at the gate.
Oh no.
So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to cover this and then I'll keep your gift cards. So then I was still using their gift cards for like lunch and
stuff
like that or whatever.
That works
but
out
I could
great.
See Dash was really like, eyeballing what I was using it on. And I was like, it's not yours anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I'm having a hard time letting go of this also money.
I know.
You could just give that back.
Yeah, they saw like, oh, you can't take the gift cards. Oh, ding, ding, ding. We just doubled our money, you guys.
Yeah, Kid Math says that you can't take the gift card, so I can take the gift card and I can get a new Universal for the year.
No.
You should be supplying me with good fun, Mom.
I already feel guilty enough and I do the math. If I go into their rooms and I steal a little bit of cash, God knows I give them cash all the time anyways for other stuff. So it's just, I'm playing banker here.
I'm going to tell you right now, my daughter, her room is a total pit and she does not want to let go of anything, especially those Squishmallows, which she loves, and Squishmallows sent us new ones that they were so nice. And now she is like, she lives in them and they're massive and they are so cute and they're bright, but they take so much room and her room is really small.
Half the bed is Squishmallows.
And now we're into two worlds. We have a Venn diagram going on where like now she's getting into like face care and cleansers and brushes. And now we have all that crap and all these Squishmallows. Her room is a total pit except her money drawer, which is like you open it, it's like the Smithsonian. And she is so sure.
It's like a cashier at a casino.
I'm telling you, she is so sure that I am taking money from her money drawer, which I am, because I never have cash. I never have cash.
I know.
And I figure it comes around. I'm only taking like, you know, for tip or something like that.
Exactly.
Or if she wants to go to Holly's, I'll give cash from her drawer. So this little girl went in and taped. Okay, my mom does this joke where she sends him $20 in cash and she tapes the ends together. So it's like one big streamer of cash, right?
Hilarious.
So she did that to her own money in fives, ones, 20, you know, like, so she's got her money and it is rolled up.
Whoa.
Rolled up and it is sorted. And I went in there and I was like, did she have me on surveillance? Is this thing going to snap me when I open this?
Oh my God.
And I was going to take a $5 bill and I opened it and it was like, I'm like, where?
Ding, 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 ding.
You are on surveillance. You are on surveillance. You did not ask it. You know, like,
Mom,
literally, like the blue
of
dye,
all people.
The blue dyes on my hands.
Oh my God, I love it.
Let me see your hands.
I want to see her like tiny little hands, like, like fan out all of her money.
She is.
Like she's a casino clerk, like checking it.
And
one of those, let me put this in my counter. Like that machine.
Yes.
Mom, I'm missing 15.
She 100% will know that money is gone. You give it like 8 hours and she's going to go up and count. And she like has it all rolled up. But I, on some level, I sort of appreciate it. And now it all comes into very clear view that she probably did tell Finn, I got you covered. And then she was like, but I don't.
Yeah, you know, decided against it.
Because he can be difficult. And so I'm sure she got there and she was like, I guess you're going to rethink how much shit you gave me for the last 2 days on spring break. Yeah. I would have bought you the sandwich, but now I don't like you.
Finn, are you hungry?
Finn, are you hungry? Oh, you know what?
Good
I don't
way to
like
learn
the bacon
lesson.
In this sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Usually croissants
Meanwhile,
are
Finn's
delicious.
Having, like a total fit. He's like, I don't know where my money is.
That's the thing is, I think my kids care about money with each other.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's like a point of competitiveness between them because they're like, oh, are you going to use your gift card that grandma sent for that too? And then
Finn is more than fine to let Eleanor use her. We always get Starbucks cards for birthdays. And he's like, hey, Eleanor, can you use your Starbucks card? And I used to do the same crap to my brother and sister. I was like, let's square in on their money before they know what money is. I'm like, do you want to use the money with the five on it? You can pay for it. Like, do you want to give me the one with the five on it?
Yeah. We're unfortunately past that point where you could give Delilah any bill, like any denomination. She'd think it was a one.
Yeah.
She was like, I have one of these, one of these, one of these.
I have friends currently that don't know the difference that I'm like, oh, you need to reel in your spending.
Are you looking at
No,
me?
I'm not. No, I'm not.
No.
But I do think that money's an interesting conversation. For me, money is with the kids, especially is where I always talk tip. I'm like, all right, here's the total of this check. I want you to figure out the tip. And then if it comes out to like $8.50, I go, and for another $1.50, we're going to round this up to 10 and you're going to feel even better about this tip. And I can see Finn like sweating it. And I'm like, you will work in a restaurant one day.
Oh, yeah.
You will work in a restaurant one day and you will understand money. And I do think it's because you get to touch that tip money at the end of the night.
You also wait tables during state wrestling and everybody orders fillets at the table and leaves you a $3 tip. So you really see what it's like to work for no money.
And you know, if you say anything, you get fired. That's the rule. If you say anything about a tip, trust me, I know.
100%. I remember like you'd see, oh God, we got a bus coming in,
we got a bus.
A bunch of high schoolers coming in.
They all have exactly.
Run you ragged on refills, and then they're going to leave like 40 cents
for everybody. All come in, there'd be like seven middle schoolers, and they'd get like one appetizer, and I'm like, this is going to be a bad day. I'm going to literally go home and have my tubes tied from this experience.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man. We're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Bowl and Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Bowl and Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Bowl and Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead, and they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her, so she has a big girl bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Bowl and Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Bowl and Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about it on the show. We spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms and all the driving that goes along with that. That's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is. It usually has a driving requirement.
Upon hours. And sometimes good ones and sometimes not so great
ones. And sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate. But I'll enjoy it.
You'll enjoy it. Because
they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts.
We always used to joke, but I mean, there's a stereotype. No, this is not a Dewey story where if a woman comes in and she orders a fettuccine Alfredo.
She's a bad tipper.
And a Diet Coke.
Forget it.
She's a bad tipper, you
she's
guys.
She's a bad tipper because she's already a bad eater.
Yeah, she's got some real confusion going on in her brain.
That's why when I go through and I get a quarter pounder with cheese combo meal, I get a Coke and not a Diet Coke because I'm like, who am I kidding?
Yeah.
I've already, those points and calories are gone.
You're 1,600 calories deep. Why get a diet, man? Live your life. Like, just enjoy it. And while you're at it, fucking tip, okay? Okay.
It's so true.
It's so true, isn't
it? So true. Man. I know. I'm like, I'm sitting here like, I don't even want to look at anybody in the eye when I'm in the drive thru. And I'm like, just give it to me. Just give it to me.
I got to say, and I've always thought this, I never wanted to date a guy that was a bad tipper. Like, it is a thing that
it's a thing because it streams down into other things.
That is the biggest, truest thing about it. It doesn't mean just that you're frugal. I think it means that you're cheap.
I think it means you're cheap.
Yeah.
If you're frugal, I love frugal people. If you're frugal, you're still given a really good birthday present. You're like, you're just somebody that's paying attention to
your
money.
You're being smart about it.
My friend Erica calls it, she doesn't enjoy reckless spending. And I was like, I like the way that sounds because that's, I don't like the way that feels either, but I would
sounds
never.
Sounds like a fun Friday night these days.
I would never not tip someone so I could keep more money.
Right.
I would not go out if I couldn't tip.
You're not supposed to. And you're supposed to figure that in as a part of
the. You're supposed to figure that in. We've talked about this a lot, but I just think service employees get a real shit end of the stick sometimes. And like, you're trying to like save $1.50 on a tip, it just says everything about you. And I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, you know, because it is a weird world that we live in. And like sometimes when we go out to eat, I'm like, this person is not that much older than our kids. And I want them to see, or you have a parent person that's waiting on you.
Yeah.
I'm like, all of these positions deserve dignity and your respect. And like, I make my kids like everything is like, please and thank you, eye contact. You know, it's almost too much.
Yeah.
Just in an effort to show them that like, this is how people work for their money, pay for their families. Like, it's not always just a college kid, you know?
Yeah. And I do, I see where people are like, oh, you're supposed to tip for everything these days. And
it
people
does.
Get like
there
fatigued.
Is a lot.
There is a lot of like industries where like if you're getting like blinds put in your house, maybe you would give like a 20 to the person working or something like that. Because what I always think of is, and maybe I'm totally wrong about this, the guy that owns the company or gal that owns the company
doesn't get the tip.
No, they set the price, you know, like that's a different
deal.
That's
not a tip position.
But somebody who like comes in and cares about your home and does good work and stuff like that, I like to tip people like that, and especially around the holidays. And I don't believe it has to be a huge amount of money. Like I always like will give $5 or $10 like to the front desk person at like a restaurant during the holidays or like when the like kids get their haircut or something like that. Cause it's like, you can go buy coffee or you can go buy a thing, you know, like it makes a big difference.
It does make a big difference. So this is the cutest story. So Finn and I were on the west side, which is far from where I live in LA. It's a good 45-minute drive. And if you're over there during rush hour, you might as well just go get
pack
dinner.
Your bags.
You're not, you're not moving anywhere fast. So Finn and I went and got Italian food at that cute little place that where I maybe had one or two too many martinis. And then you said, let's go karaoke. And then I think I...
Oh, Guido's.
Guido's.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the only time I've ever cut her off.
Yeah. I was like, we should just keep having martinis. I was having so much fun.
If she suggests karaoke, I go, oh no.
Yeah, I suggested karaoke. Yeah. And I don't like karaoke.
I stone sober suggest karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I'm never going to do karaoke. And I was like, we should go karaoke. And Jen's like, you're drunk. We're going to get an Uber.
Calling an Uber.
Anyway, we did. We did. And I'm fine. So I took my son there. And we had dinner, and then I got done and I realized I didn't have any money for the valet. And I was, they normally take Venmo, but for some reason they didn't. And I was like, crap, we just don't have any cash anymore. And so I was really upset, and I was in the car, and I was like, okay, do I go to an ATM? And Finn, as we were in the car, the guy was so nice. He was like, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
he's like a dad. And yeah. I was like, I'm the worst.
They're really nice they're about so that nice. When you do say to them, like, yeah. Because it happens a lot these days. Like everybody.
It does because we don't operate with cash.
So cashless.
So then Finn saw why I was upset. And I was like, I need to tip him. And I'm not tipping him. And that whatever. And Finn goes, sir, can you wait right here? And he went and got his backpack, and he remembered that he had like literally some lunch money. Aww. And it was like a $4 tip, and he gave it to the guy, and the gentleman was so nice. He goes, you are a nice, nice boy. And then Finn was like, you're super nice too. And then rolled down the window on the way out and was like, thanks so much. Thank you so much. And like, and Finn, he was like emotional and I was emotional. And then I said the dumbest thing. It was the worst thing I could have ever said. I was like, Finn, there are times as a parent that you feel like you could just die and go to heaven and know your kid's going to be okay. And then he's like, you might die. And I was like, everything's terrible.
We just got too deep emotionally. Sorry about
that. This is why I keep it on the top of the feelings bucket. Keep it on the surface.
That is such a great learning moment for him because he's going to remember how good he
really,
it felt.
He really did. And I was really proud of him because I think that's one thing that I know that Finn does is like, I think he just sees everybody as an even playing field unless they play for Arsenal, which is a soccer team that I know nothing about.
Oh.
Then, or Jose Altuve, which I think I also too would think of him as a god, even though he's 5'3".
I just don't know. Jen doesn't know what that is. People are.
But if you have a son who's into soccer or the Houston Astros and a husband who's into the Houston Astros, you know too much. So that's the only time my son, I think, would like treat somebody differently. And it wouldn't be in that world.
Yeah, that's reverence, though.
Yeah, that's reverence.
That's deserved reverence, too. Yeah. Like, I love to hear like celebrities freaking. Oh my God, did you read that thing about we love Taylor Swift? Did we mention that?
That she's a billionaire? Like bona fide.
Bona fide now?
Bona fide.
Okay. I read how Billie Eilish won like AMA Woman of the Year. And basically she didn't like give the credit to Taylor Swift. She said, I remember when Taylor Swift won and she said, a girl's going to win this in the future. And right now she's in music class or in a guitar lesson or in choir. And Billie Eilish said, that was me. I was in choir while she's winning her award and it happened. Like, I love when like really famous, talented people geek out over other.
Me too.
Famous, talented people.
Me
it's
too. And also let's just real quick, just because you brought it up and I'm not going to go there for too long, but I would just like say, if you have not been watching them on vacation, Taylor and Travis, I don't know what you're living for. I mean, it's straight up. It's the most erotic thing on television.
It is.
Right now.
I monologued for a good half an hour to my husband the other night about how much their relationship mattered to me. And he's like, you have not talked this much about our marriage. And I'm like, well,
you know what? They went to the Bahamas. He's so in love. He's like, I've never had more fun in my life. I've never been happier. He goes, oozing life. That's what he said. I'm oozing life.
Oh, for God's sake. I just got a boner.
I mean, they're doing their podcast. And then Kelsey was on Good Morning America supporting her autism foundation. And she's like 6 foot tall and gorgeous and like perfect bone structure. And Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, Kristen
really
is not sure whether it's Kylie or Jason.
I don't know who I'm into more.
But both very confusing.
It's really confusing.
They're
all like, and then there was like this video of like Travis and Taylor like on a swing in the Bahamas and they fell off. And it was like that dumb like part in a movie where they like are laughing like, and I'm like, my husband and I would get in a fight over that.
I am going to, I'm going to bring up Hannah.
Okay.
Our little Hannah, who we love, could not love her more, but she doubts their relationship. And
Judas.
I said to her, I go, I think you're cynical.
I think you're cynical. Hannah?
Admitted, she goes, I think I might be. She goes, I don't think they're fake in love, but I think they both know it's good for them. And I'm like, I don't think
you need to be anything good for you when you're a billionaire. Look at Jeff Bezos. That guy's like complete douchebag. He does not care. Like,
oh my God. You know, his ex-wife,
Yes.
She gave all this money to women's charities. And then Elon Musk said, criticized her for giving it to all these women's charities. So she fucking doubled it like the biggest dick you've ever seen. I love it.
Elon Musk, little. All the things I want to call him. I'm going to Michelle Obama, and I'm going to go higher when he goes lower. His little barcode baby name.
Oh my gosh. That baby's named after an airplane. But he also has, he's got 11 kids, and I think they're all like close to the same age. That tells you.
Is that true?
Yeah. God. He goes,
I hope all those women were laying there like shares of Tesla, right? Shares of Tesla. Yeah,
I mean, hopefully they're good business people too. Because
I don't know.
Do you think he's no Travis Kelsey? You know what his problem is?
He should have never been in the public eye. Just do your thing behind the scenes and let some publicist do the talking for you. You're the whole stock went down when Elon Musk started getting on Twitter and thinking it's funny.
It is true.
It's a bad open mic. I'm like, no one is enjoying this except for one asshole in the back that's making you think you're funny.
I think it's the guy hearing his own voice that is really excited about it.
My name is Elon Musk.
What? Oh, is he? Like, I don't know if I've ever heard him talk. I've just heard him tweet.
Little like, you know.
Oh, short. Is he Swedish?
He's like Scandinavian. I just make that accent.
Is he the Swedish chef based on your impression?
Hey, those are my people.
Because I really do like that guy.
That guy's hilarious. Real hands blew my mind. Never noticed it before. Real hands.
Oh, yeah.
Real hands.
Okay. All right.
I mean, who's running the head? Where's that guy's? Where is the puppeteer?
They're in there real close, for sure.
God, we're going all over the map.
I know, but like, I do want to go back to my kids and money, because we go to Universal Studios. It was my first time going. And so it's an event.
It's not run like Disney.
No, it's not. We went 2 days because the first day, Dash getting over being sick was like pale face, dark circles, was really tired.
Well, it's an exhausting.
Oh my God, is it exhausting? You guys, it's like you get in a line and it's intense. It's 80 minutes. Like it says 80 and I'm like, there's no way it's 80. Well, it's damn 80. Near like 115 by the time you get into line.
Yeah.
And I think they want you to buy those express passes, which I was tempted to do. You can like add them on to the pass that you get.
Bullet passes.
Do you know how much they are?
How much?
Like $300.
But that doesn't make any sense for the day or for the year.
I don't know, the year. No, wait, hold on.
What kind I think of it bullshit was, racket? No.
I think they're $149 for the day. Because I told Dash if I got them for them, it would be $300. Yeah.
Dude.
Right?
I need to open an amusement park.
That's what
park.
I'm saying. It was so expensive. Like I don't, and the reason we don't go to Disney anymore is because you used to be able to buy the Southern California Pass,
and now they don't have them, and
they're so much more expensive. You have to like make a reservation. But when the kids were little, if you lived in Southern California, under three, they don't even need a pass. So,
or under five.
Yeah,
your
if kid, they're
you're
short,
like, get in the stroller.
That's right. I think I could have gotten mine through till probably six or seven.
Yeah, mine. I was like, why do you have to be so beefy? Like, and look shorter.
And it's Disney. They're not going to accuse you of lying because it's Disney.
No, but they
right?
look at you with their happiness, and you're like, I'm a liar.
Yeah.
Also, Eleanor shoplifted
Donna from
like
Phoenix.
18,
yeah,
18 different things just at her little fingertips. We were like cruising through the park, and she would see a little plushie, and she'd put it in her lap and in the bottom of the cart, and we got back to the car, and she had like six or seven of these little things from just the bottom. And I was like,
my good little
back.
Gypsy child. Yeah,
I'm gonna pass it forward in some way, but I did just pile drive four season passes to you guys. So I'm gonna take, sorry if your camera shows my sweet little 2-year-old.
You arrest her. You arrest this adorable little child now
Cut
in her PJs.
Her rolling up her $5 bills into like,
yeah,
little,
you can't trust people. People get sticky fingers.
I know what I stole. Wasn't that hard.
But you could go. So I would always like take Dash when he was like three or four, also because it's not filthy and full of cat poop like a park is. Like it is clean and you can let him run ahead a little bit. And like if they never go on a ride, they're still dazzled. And
I love Disney.
I love it.
To me, I'm like, How do families do it?
Like, I don't know how.
I look at these families and they're like buying all the stuff and they're buying the balloons and they've got all the, and it must feel like this is our thing. This is going to be the thing we've been saving for. So you better have as much fun from like soup to nuts as humanly possible. And that's why everybody's like so gassed.
I reminded myself when I was there this weekend with the kids and actually yesterday, because we did a second day, I said, some of these people, like, this is their big vacation this year.
Yeah, they come in like, from everywhere too.
And I was reminding myself, I'm like, we're going to drive home hungry and go like eat dinner at home. We're going to eat, you know, pasta at home and not, but they're here on their like big vacation this year. So like, don't look at what they're doing and be like,
this is a daily thing that we need to do.
We're going to do this fun thing that's cheaper, which means we're going to come like 5 times in the next year, and maybe you'll do 2 or 3 rides each time that we come.
Yeah.
So rather than like packing it in all over one, although I will say we did go get dinner last night because I was so exhausted because one of the rides broke. We had to go through twice, and I was like, just let us off the ride. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care what the Fast and Furious
And here's the thing. It is not run like Disney. They're like, well, it's broke.
There was a guy doing express passes for all of us that got missed it. You know, and the kids are like, well,
we got an express pass. You just got for like one pit ride. Sweat I know. Coming through.
I was like, okay, let's go.
God.
I go, we're going to get in line. If one person makes an unhappy noise, we're leaving. I swear to God, test me. You see what happens. I'll get in that car so fast. You have no idea. And I go, we're going to go to a restaurant. And I'm picking it.
Yeah,
I picked a Mexican restaurant. Yeah, I don't care if they got chicken fingers or not. Go hungry. I don't save care. Me some scratch.
I'm going to go sit in the corner. You guys have a two-top.
So we get there, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, order a glass of wine, sit down, pile driving these chips and salsa. Mom next to me is like, hey, I was screaming at my kids. She goes, hey, I just wanted you to know.
No, always.
You and Kristen are so funny. And we saw your show in Minnesota, me and some of my girlfriends. And I was like, I hope you didn't just be screaming at my kids because it's been a really long day. And I swear to God, I said to her, I was like, my husband's sick and it's spring break and I've been doing it all by myself and I'm really tired, but I wanted them to have like a fun core memory. So I brought him here and I've just spent so much money and I'm so tired. And she was like,
Too real.
I don't want to bother you. And yeah, I was like, don't leave. She left and I was like reaching out my hand, like, don't go. I need you to
stay. Can't tell you the number of people that have told me that have been like, I didn't recognize you until I heard your voice. And what they're hearing me is say, knock it off. That's what they hear me say. I can't tell you the number of times that it's always to Finn. And I'm like, knock it off. And then they're like, oh my God, I didn't know it was you until I heard you speak. And I was like, I know you just heard me clipping at my son, who his favorite thing is to antagonize me. Now we've got shadow boxing, which have you been? That's a whole new world.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're constantly trying to put their hands on you. And I'm like, God. I swear to God, I'm from wrestling country. I will take you down so fast.
When we were
little stick man,
we were in line for the studio tour, and there was one kid who was separated from his group, and he was 13 or 14. He reminded me of Finn, was like just dancing,
just
and the mom was like, stay back from the red line.
Yeah.
Like it was like late in the day. You could just
say the things you never think you're going to say, like, stop touching me.
Literally said I was gonna like come clean about what I said to Delilah, which was she is so sweet and she's so hilarious.
But you say it.
But when she is walking around excitedly, she pinballs into me constantly. Like I started counting just to see in 10 minutes how many times she stepped on the back of my shoes.
Oh my God.
Hit my arm, ran into me when I stopped walking because she was looking to the side. Like
endless.
My personal space was up so that when we got to the restaurant, I go, Hunt, scoot over. Let's. You
I don't
have
even
a space,
and
I'm going to have a space. And then she didn't do it. And I go, I swear to God, if you don't get off me right now, Delilah.
Hi, excuse me. Are you Jen?
Yeah. What? No. No. I'm Kristen. I'm Kristen.
Get off, everybody.
I felt so bad.
It's so hard. Taking kids by yourself to that place is very hard because we go to Universal City Walk because we live close to there. So we can go to the movie theaters over there and it's kind of like, it is fun to see all the stuff you get it for free. You get to go see,
That's,
You know what I mean?
And you get that parking pass.
We do. We get like
That's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal. We get like 8 free a year just because we live in the neighborhood, which is, again, I'm always to the kids like, and they're going to grow up thinking I'm the biggest like miser because I'm always like, do you know how much that costs? I saw you just throw away 8 blueberries. That's like $18. So I always tell them like, look, we got free parking pass. Do you know how much this would cost a family? And they're so bored with me. They're like, who cares? I'm like, but we get to go do this thing. So you need to like, we're not going to buy a bunch of stuff. You're not going to buy a t-shirt. This is not a vacation. Yeah. We're in to see a movie. Like you get one thing. Like, I'm kind of strict about it. Cause I don't think it needs to be, otherwise it's so stressful for me. And I'm maxed out before we even start. And plus there's so many people there.
Yeah.
That can overwhelm me really fast.
I thought we were smart because I like to go at Disney. I like to go on the days that
I love going to Disney
when they're not like blacked out, blackout days.
Blackout.
They're busy days. So I'm like, great. I don't want to go on those days anyway. Give me the pass.
Give me California Adventure with a nice pale ale and I will make it through
Oh my God. And Universal. Well done on the selling alcohol
Thank you.
It is everywhere.
Fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. They're not stupid. They're like, we're not going to do as much as Disney does, but we'll keep you nice and soft so you don't lose your mind.
Oh my God. Every time we went up to get
booze.
Popcorn or something, I was like salivating like a cartoon.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't. I'm here by myself with the kids. I can't. I see people. It was like everybody was cracking. There were babies cracking Trulies and stuff like that around me.
Closet. They've got like a bottle opener on their stroller.
It was like, oh my God, my kids are watching The Simpsons and there's this episode where Homer stops drinking beer and y'all. This is what it's like when you're at Universal Studios
100%.
And it's hot. It's vacation.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Well,
we did the opposite of going to Universal, which I think I would have preferred, and it's literally around the corner from our house.
So easy.
I do enjoy going into nature. It's like one of my favorite things. It is a way for me to like, my brain like really does check out. I don't know what we did wrong, but I didn't get the reboot that I needed from this trip. We went to...
Well, you went with your family.
Well, first of all, A, B, and C, D box.
Yeah.
So, but here's a trap that you fall into sometimes when you get married. You try to be amiable about things you shouldn't be. My husband was like, do you want to go to Yosemite for these 3 short days before you guys go on tour? And I was like, yes. And we have been to Yosemite before and it was a blast and I love it. And it's like mountains and trees and springs and waterfalls and it feels good and it smells good and it's such a recharge. My husband's like, well, we didn't get a cabin in Yosemite, but we're close. And I'm like,
I don't want to be Yosemite adjacent at all.
I
want to be in
Yosemite.
No,
we were in Kernville. We weren't even near Yosemite.
Kernville doesn't even sound like a pleasant place to be. I'm sorry, Kernville, but.
We got there and I was like, we have 10 more miles up this mountain. And it was not like an easy climb. I was like, Eleanor's in the back. So she's like turning green and Finn's like, I don't feel good.
Oh my God.
Up this mountain.
I'm not getting altitude sickness unless I'm in heaven.
No.
Man.
And you know what? The Airbnb was fine. Although I would love to do another podcast about Airbnbs because I feel like I do like them. You don't. And I get it. But I do like them except if they don't have what I need. Then I don't think there's any point to them.
I like them for...
certain things.
A ski trip. Airbnb is great because you need all the stuff that's there.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go on a vacation that's not work
and
where
then
I'm just supposed to relax.
I clean and do laundry and
because I see there's a washer and dryer in eyesight. I might as well just throw
these in a load.
Suits in and we'll go home without dirty. And I don't want that. I want housekeeping.
Well, we had to go grocery shop. And by the time we were done, we had spent a lot of money just to get the things you don't think about. And so the Airbnb didn't have everything we needed.
But it didn't have like dish soap. It should have like
all
the...
It did, but it did. Overall, the Airbnb was a B-. It wasn't terrible. The problem was it was so high up in the mountains. It was very, very cool.
Was it pretty? Like a good view?
It was very pretty. We got up there and it snowed, which was awesome. Our kids have never been in snow. So there were 8 inches of snow. But also what that means is we couldn't go anywhere. Like, we were like, what do we do now?
Uh-oh.
We don't have skis. We don't ski. The mountain is closed. We don't have snow boots. We don't have, so the kids
oh God,
are like
I can see if you didn't have a stack of Uno cards, you'd go full Jack Nicholson, like 12
hours. Don't ever think that I leave the house without Uno or a Monopoly deal. Thank
Smart.
You very much.
Okay.
So we went down the mountain. We go 10 miles down. It's off season. So this town, when I say is sleepy, I'm saying nothing is open. So I'm like, what do? Just hang out with each other? Like, I don't want to go. So we went in the only bar that was there, and we go in and Finn starts like putting the pool balls out on the thing and like racking them.
Yeah.
And Eleanor's got her cue and she's like doing that.
Why do you guys know this so well?
Literally, like Eleanor's like, let me get a little Merle Haggard in the old jukebox.
Little Nebraska in them, right?
Yep. So they're getting ready to play. And all of a sudden the bartender comes over and he's like, literally has like the rag over his shoulder. And he's like, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to ask you to leave. And I was like, and he's like, we don't accept minors. And my kid's like, you're only already shooting like corner shots.
I understand that. I understand you accept normal minors, but we've hung out in the
Irish
VFW
Catholic.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah, from the Midwest. I was just at the VFW 8 days ago. Can we stay?
Yeah.
And they're like, no. So then we didn't have anywhere to go. It was just not the reboot that I needed. It was almost like Eleanor looked at me and she goes, I just kind of want to go home. And I go, I kind of do too.
Yeah.
So we were only there for a short time. Got in the car, made it home, and it was fine.
I'm
you
to
know
the point,
vacations
yeah.
sometimes when they're just fine.
Yes, we got to see some pretty stuff. It wasn't a waste of time. It wasn't like
right.
only stressful. Like you got to like
we got
to spend some time together.
Yes, it was definitely my favorite whole part of the whole trip was that we went into a like a little mom and pop restaurant, and I had Monopoly deal. And we played at the table, and I was like, we're going to just get comfortable.
Yeah.
There's not much for us to do. I don't think it's terrible for a family to just be. Like, we forget what that feels like.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was like, oh, they have a TV. We're going to watch episodes of Modern Family, and I'm going to have a glass of wine, and we have a fireplace going.
Yeah.
I lasted, like, 42 minutes, and then I was like, I need something to do. But
yeah.
I did feel like, overall, it was good. I just think, like, I like theme parks because I feel like I have lots to look at.
Yeah.
And I think the stimulus actually makes me feel comfort.
Yeah.
I feel a weird sense of like it's just the noise and the energy. Like when we were in New York, I couldn't get enough.
I also think like theme parks do this really good thing where like you have to plan out what you're going to do.
Yes.
And it takes a little bit of like strategy. And I'm not good at that ever. So I was sort of like deferring to the kids.
Yeah, like,
I would
where
be
do you
like,
want to go? What do you want to do?
It's this long in line. So we could do this,
yeah,
and this,
that
and that
me
time.
Out.
And Dash loves to do like the biggest roller coasters that there are. And Delilah
is such a daredevil.
Delilah doesn't like to. And so because he's older, I was like, okay, you go in the single rider line. And then I would go up and ask them how long's this line so I could time it.
Yeah,
so
that's
like
hard. It's
give
strategy.
Her a little couple things to do in the meantime and then come back and be waiting for him when he came out. It was so hard to do, you guys.
It's really hard. And the other thing is I don't think apps make it any easier because we did Disney and they have that app. And now you have to do these like jump passes
yeah.
or whatever, bullet pass, I forget. But like you have to have the app and then you make a reservation. And I had my head in my phone when I was like, I miss the days of just parents getting mad at each other and holding a map.
Well, you know what was nice is that you're standing in line and the kids would say, can I look at your phone? And I'd say, no.
Yeah.
And I only looked at mine just to make sure because my husband was at home sick.
You're like on Poshmark.
Yeah. You know what? I was when the ride broke down. I'll admit. I was
like,
you know what? I've earned this.
I'm going to get on TikTok.
Do you serve
can't.
Cocktails fast yeah. and furious ride? Because I'm furious right now. Bring me a drink fast. I've been watching these kids drink Trulies all damn day. I didn't have any butter beer or any of that when I was here. I'd like a little something, please. I didn't get any of that. But what was nice was waiting in these lines, and we would like make up games
yeah.
and talk about stuff. And it was like, oh, yeah, this is what you used to do on trips and stuff like
yeah.
that when you were a kid.
Or
know?
If you ever had that magic thing happen where you met other kids your age and you were like, ours was always at a campsite. We didn't go to theme parks. We didn't have them, and we didn't have the money to go to them. So we'd go to campsites. And once in a while, it wasn't a weird guy. Once in a while, it was another family, and they would have kids like kind of your age. And then it was like magic. You were like, oh, my God, I don't need to be with them anymore. Let's go like walk around this forest by ourselves.
It sounds so lovely and dangerous.
Very Gen X of it. I guess who did not think twice about it? My parents.
Hey, where are your parents? I think they're drinking by the
VFW.
We got kicked out of the bar. They said, find your way back. Thumb home. Thumb back to the Airbnb.
I was like, hey, you guys can't be in this bar, but your dad and I can. So you guys should thumb it back to the old cabin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a good time. While you guys were there, we met a guy with a hook on his hand. And
he was a ball of laughs. Just a good time.
It was a really good time.
Should we do a mom box?
We have a message from KJ. Sent us one about our most recent podcast, but I really love this one that she sent a year ago that I never looked at because we're really behind.
We
KJ.
Really are behind.
We're doing our best.
I like that it's KJ. It's like us.
I know. Oh, okay. So thank you for your sweet messages. We're just very behind. We do read them and appreciate them. But this I thought was so sweet. Okay. Hey, Kristen and Jen, I have a funny story to share that you might relate to. I just came back from a short vacation on the East Coast with my parents. I was there with my husband and almost four-year-old daughter. I spent most of my childhood at the beach and wanted to make sure we had a memorable time with my family. It is still so cold out there and the weather was very windy, but we decided to go on what we call a beach walk. In my excitement and naivete, I brought my daughter too close to the water and she was knocked over by a huge wave. Someday I'll laugh about this, but I cannot quite laugh about it yet. You can imagine the mom guilt I felt with her soaked in her winter coat, covered in seawater, saying, scary, over and over. Thankfully, I had an extra change of clothes with me, but the mom guilt remained. My husband was also freaked out and not particularly happy with my not-so-great judgment, which is understandable. After several days of pent-up anxiety about the trip, I started crying and I couldn't stop. And after a few minutes, I randomly thought, what would Jen and Kristen do? I answered, they'll let themselves have a moment, take a breath, give themselves some grace and forgiveness, and move on with the day. Later that afternoon, my dad came to me, put his arms on my shoulders and said, can you imagine how many mistakes I made as a parent? And look, you turned out just fine. Mm. So thanks for ladies for helping me keep the perspective when mommyhood can be so damn hard sometimes.
Oh, man.
Sincerely, Kara J from Chicago.
But you wouldn't be the mom you are if you didn't feel that sort of horror about what happened, because then your mom friends are going to get around you and tell you the stories they've done. And then you're going to feel like.
Oh.
You're doing everything right. I'm going to sneeze. Oh. Maybe I'm not.
God bless you.
I'm going to sneeze on camera. It's like a dream of mine. Oh, damn it. I just talked myself out of it.
Oh, wow. You cured yourself.
I've always wanted to know what I look like when I sneeze.
Really?
Yeah, I try to videotape myself all the time. I never can.
I see what I look like laughing, and I'm horrified, so I don't want to sneeze. Well, this is what I have to say, KJ. Had it been me, I would have said to that child, don't touch me. I need my personal space. You're all wet, yucky, ick. Okay.
She was telling the story, I was like, oh, we had that happen like 8 times. And I never had a pair of dry clothes ready to go.
And you're from the Midwest.
And
if we would have fallen in a lake, our parents would have gone like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't tell us, they would have been like, you got too close. That'll learn you, huh?
Yeah, that was the dumbest
thing. Fuck, man.
Yeah, why were you that close to the water? I'm like, I'm 4.
Why'd you bring me to the lake then? You know? So you did nothing wrong.
You did nothing wrong.
You felt bad about it. That's like the most important thing you can do.
My mother does not feel bad about one thing. Except for the show. She asked for too many tickets, free tickets. She still can't let herself off the hook about that. And that just happened 2 years ago.
Well, you know, I think she just got excited after the COVID lockdown and was like, who wants a ticket? Yeah. You get a ticket and you get a ticket you get a ticket.
I got greedy, Kristen. I'm so sorry.
And
I'm like, I was like, Terry,
you can always have
now.
Tickets.
It's going to get weird if you start feeling bad now.
She can always have tickets.
I've got other things I'd rather you apologize for.
Eva laugh. Okay. Did we podcast?
Well, I think we podcasted,
I think
you guys.
So.
I just got another notification that I'm supposed to have another health check with my cousin doctor.
Oh, your cousin.
My mom did not find that story as funny as I found it, because my mom was like, I used to babysit her. And I'm like, we're really burying the lead, Terry.
Also, she grew up in a small town. So she's like, I can't imagine being not related to somebody.
I mean, who isn't related to everybody they hang around? A lot of people, Terry. A lot of people did not have 12 brothers and sisters.
Well,
the horniest parents on Scandinavian country. Or wait, am I Scandinavian if I'm from Holland?